Time now for Press Pass, and this morning with us, Jim Fink of Business First.
Good morning. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving weekend as we march into the holiday season.
It was great watching the Bills win. Waterfront housing. Waterfront, of course, has been valuable property here for a long time, but it looks like the price of building along the waterfront is going up.
We have two projects that are underway, both of which are on properties that were sitting either vacant or underutilized for, well, decades. The first one, which began its review last night at the Buffalo Planning Board, involves a Miami group along with Rick Smith, the creator of Silo City. They're taking some of the older grain mills along the Buffalo River and the Silo City campus. They're going to renovate them. The first phase will have 162 apartments, plus some retail, artist space, et cetera, et cetera. Just the first phase of this, $70 million. And then let's jump out to the Outer Harbor.
Okay.
Jerry Buckeyt is back with Queen City Landing. If you remember, he was talking 23 stories, 200 apartments. There was some controversy. He was a subject of several lawsuits, all of which Jerry won.
He's free of any litigation right now.
Free of any litigation. But it's a different project. It's not 23 stories, it's 20. Still about 206 apartments. The parking will be part of the actual building. He's done some re-engineering. And he's investing about $100 million in this project. And there's a strong waiting list for those apartments already. And he has yet to even get going on it. He has to start some reviews with the city a little bit later this month. But his game plan is to hopefully get a shovel in the ground by sometime next summer.
You can do some sports betting pretty soon, I understand, and legally here in Western New York.
The three Seneca casinos, within the next couple days, maybe the week at the most, the Senecas will be opening up their sports betting operation. They have some construction and some training issues to go through, but they want to start their own sports betting, which is, if you run a casino or people go to casinos, sports betting is almost expected, just like they expect to see a craps table or a roulette table.
Speaking of draws to Western New York, that's one that's coming. One that is here and apparently is doing pretty well is located in Western New York Southern Tier.
The National Comedy Museum in Jamestown.
The National Comedy Center.
Comedy Center, I'm sorry. But when they built it, you know, the old saying, if they built it, they will come. Well, in this case, it's true.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of times these destinations are built and they're oversold. You know, they're going to attract millions of people. And then it turns out they don't. I think the center is living up to its advanced billing and then some. Some quick numbers. Since it opened in August of 18, the center combined with the Lucy Museum and their annual comedy festival that goes on every summer, they've attracted about 136,000 people. These are all statistics that the Comedy Center has commissioned. They surveyed people. 60% of those people stayed at least 2 days. Before these opened, how often were people staying 2 days in Jamestown outside of business or if they were at a hockey tournament? The restaurants are doing bang-up business. The average person is spending about $365 per person when they stay in Jamestown. That includes hotels, restaurants, whatever. And to bring it back home, two of the major hotels in Jamestown or the Jamestown area are owned by Buffalo interests. You have the one right overlooking Chautauqua Lake that was developed by Peter Krogh and David Hart in Celeron, which is what, 5 minutes from Jamestown, and it's right next door to the two Lucy statues. And right across from the hockey arena is another hotel that the Hammerster Group in Buffalo owns and operates. Both these are doing bang-up business because of the Comedy Center, and I hazard to guess that neither the Harts nor the Hammerster Group would have made their investments but for the Comedy Center.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.